But I really suggest, you know, asking someone, hey, could I buy you coffee and have 15 minutes of your time? I just want to ping these ideas off of you, or I'm in the industry just starting out and trying to figure out, you know, what all these different paths are. Hi, my name is Mina Kim, your host of The Click Line. I've worked on Wall Street for over 14 years. Then I built out Orange Theory Fitnesses and sold them to a private equity firm. And upon that exit, started investing in women and minority startups, as well as advising women who are getting divorced with financial consulting and strategy. Hey guys, you know what's the best way to get in touch with your friends? Sharing an episode of the Click Line podcast. So don't forget to like, subscribe, and share the episodes, and let me know what you think in the comments. Welcome to this episode of the Click Line podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about some of the top things that I learned working 14 years on Wall Street. First, identify your skill set. Are you really good with clients and relationship building? Are you more of a product person? Are you a back office operations person? Do you like shorter term goals, longer term goals and projects? What are you really passionate about? Identify these things early on and hone in on your skill set. Figure out what you like and what you don't like. The quicker you find out what your skill set is and what you're passionate about, the better it is in maneuvering your career and career growth. And I mean, to be honest, it took me many years to kind of hone in on what I was good at. And I think the earlier you can identify that, the better it is for you. And then over time, as you build on your skill set, different opportunities may come up. So that would be the first thing that I would say to identify. Next is find someone who's a colleague that you can ask questions to, bounce ideas off of. Ideally, they may have a year or two more experience than you have, so you can understand the dynamics of the company, of the industry, from someone kind of similar to you in position. And then also find someone senior that will mentor you. And this person doesn't have to be in the same department or even the same company. They can be at a different company. Maybe you met them at a conference or an event or, you know, a networking dinner. But find someone in your industry who has experience, who has a good reputation, is more senior, and can help guide you in your career path or maybe more complex questions you have in regards to something at your work that is obviously non-conflicting. But it's always good to have someone senior kind of put you in the right line sight of where you want to go. And interestingly enough, you know, I saw Mel Robbins' post about, you know, don't confide or ask questions to your closest family members and friends, but those closest to your dreams. And I think that's so accurate because I also had a separate conversation with someone this week about how they're working on a project and mentioned it to their close friends, and the feedback was very negative and critical. And I said that it's so true, because I've had that happen to me where close family or friends, if I am talking about something, an idea I have or something I might be working on, their first initial reaction is something more critical or from a perspective where they don't have any knowledge of on the industry or to the trajectory of the potential project you have. And that's, you know, not their fault or anything, but it's so true that you need to consult with those who do have that experience. And you have to keep in mind your friends and family, they may already have embedded biases about you, right? Just because they've seen you through different, more personal situations or experiences. And so their understanding of what you're trying to get into or achieve may not be beneficial for you. So keep that in mind. I think it's really interesting to have that conversation this week and then see Mel Robbins post about it, because it's really true, and it's happened to me, you know, multiple times. So I really feel like that's why it's important to have someone senior in the industry that you're looking to be in or to grow in, and really bouncing ideas off of them and colleagues as well. And that's a great way to kind of understand if something is viable or not. Next, I would say don't turn down an opportunity that is presented to you to work on a project or work with someone. Maybe they're in a different department, or if it's something unrelated to your job, but someone said, hey, do you want to do this like side project for us? I would say every time yes, because you may feel like it doesn't benefit you immediately. Like, why am I going to work on this project when I don't even like accounting or whatever it is? But you never know what you're going to learn, and to go into it with an open mind. You don't know what you're going to learn. You don't know who you're going to work with that later in life you may cross paths with, who is at a different company, and maybe they end up hiring you for a position that you never thought you could have, or be a part of a company that they start that you never knew was possible. So I always take the perspective of having an open mind and learning anything and everything that I could gain knowledge from. And I know that I don't know everything, and that's something that keeps me constantly wanting to learn and figure out how things work and how an industry works and how people work. And so I think you should come with that mindset of wanting to learn and wanting to have different experiences and opportunities. Because you never know when you're going to cross paths with that person or that company again. And I can tell you like a dozen times that's happened to me. And it's been all feels like fated destiny where things work out like that. And on that note, staying connected and networking and maintaining contact with people is really, really important. You know, I think the world of networking is kind of a little lost these days, but I really suggest, you know, asking someone, hey, could I buy you coffee and have 15 minutes of your time? I just want to ping these ideas off of you, or I'm in the industry just starting out and trying to figure out, you know, what all these different paths are. And I guarantee you there hasn't been a lot of people who go and reach out and do that. And so I would suggest you doing that. But if you're going to ask someone for their time, have questions ready. Be prepared. Do your research. Don't waste their time, because they're not going to give it to you again. And so, you know, in addition to that, I think as an employee, if you're working for someone, I always suggest asking your boss if they need something done or if you can be helpful in any other way. And this is so important, instead of just like looking at the clock at 4:58 and just wanting to run out. And I get it. We don't want to be working 20 hours a day. I get that. But also to get ahead, you also need to put in some work. And you need to figure out if there's other areas in the company that you could be helpful for, or there might be another area that you never thought of that is more interesting and that you would want to transition to. But how would you know to transition to it if you haven't done anything in it? So if there's an extra project that your boss is working on and needs an extra set of hands on, what better way to get a little glimpse into something different that's important for your boss than to ask them if they need help? I guarantee you, no one is doing this, or not a lot of people are doing this. So if you do do it, it will also be beneficial for you for your career path. And also anticipating what may come up as an issue in your line of business or in your work. Is there something that you're noticing that is showing cracks? Has this issue been happening before? When it happened before, how did it get solved? If it never happened before, how can you come up with solutions to solve it? I think that coming up with creative solutions to anticipate issues in any type of business makes you extremely valuable. And that will come back to you exponentially. I will guarantee that. So I think that's something else that's really, really important for people to think about. And don't say, you know, I'm just waiting around for the right opportunity to land on my lap, because that's not going to happen. You have to go out there, hone your skill, work hard, and get better at your job every day. And then you'll be prepared. And in that time of preparation, you know, there's a quote by Louis Pasteur where he says, chance favors the prepared mind. So in that time of preparation is where I believe opportunity will find you. So in this world of immediate gratification and online social media, we see people on lavish vacations, spending all this money, doing all these great things, and it looks like it's just fallen out of the sky, and everyone is yearning for this immediate lifestyle. Well, but most of it is not real. And the reality is you actually need to work hard to earn it and get it and maintain it. So prepare yourself to work hard, and don't be afraid to go out and learn a new skill, do something different, get uncomfortable to prepare yourself for growth and to have a better life. Because nothing is coming for you for free. Nothing is falling out of the sky for you. And lastly, I would say it's really important to always stay humble and grateful, because that is really the foundation of receiving more. And I do believe in karma, and the energy that you put out and the way you treat people when no one is looking is how you'll receive exponentially what is waiting for you. So definitely be out there, be hungry, be humble, be grateful, and do good things, and it'll come back to you. Well, that's it for today's episode of The Click Line. If there's something that you want me to discuss and topics that you're looking for answers for, let us know in the comment section. Don't forget to send in your questions and comments to The Click Line. And one more thing, the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. Please consult with qualified professionals for advice related to your specific situation.